Honey, a penny for your tarts. Ah, love. I can tell by looking at you that you were ruminating. Ruminating. You're thinking the same thoughts over and over, aren't you? Your act can be very stressful and cause an awful lot of suffering. Oh, baby, come here. Come here. Come close. You know the word ruminate comes from the Latin word ruminare. And it literally means to chew on. So, when I looked at you there, I knew that you were chewing on your thoughts. But baby, chewing on them doesn't make them any softer. They'll just make you more anxious and more sad. And they tend to band together and create a narrative. Tell you stories in your head that aren't true at all. Do they tell you stories, sweetheart? Yes? Do they judge you? Yeah? Okay, so we are going to put that storyteller on mute for a while. Think of it like this. If there was a YouTube creator whose sole purpose was to create anxiety and sadness in you, would you listen? Would you spend every single day with them in your earbuds telling you that you're not good enough, criticizing you, frightening you, telling you all kind of stories designed to hurt you? Would you bother, baby? You wouldn't touch it because it would get so exhausting. You'd be so tired from it, wouldn't you? So, why do you listen to the storyteller in your head? You know you don't have to. You can just ignore it or block it like you'd block a troll. You don't have to listen. Come closer. Into my arms you go. I feel them around you. Holding you safe. Safe with me right now. And listen to how quiet your mind gets when you do that. When you touch and you feel. And when you kiss. That's why we like romance so much. It shuts it up. Honey, you don't have to listen to the blah, blah, blah. And you certainly don't have to believe it. You are perfect just the way you are. And I mean that. And all those stories about you being too much or others not liking you are just its way of making you unhappy. But the good news is, you already see that it's just a voice. You already hear it. And it's just a pretend voice. It's like that fecker in Oz When you pull back the curtain, there's nothing there. That's why it's quiet now. It's not real. My hugs are real though. And my kisses. Wow, they're super duper real. Just like yours are. Kisses and hugs are reality. That silly voice in your head isn't. Doesn't have a clue. It's just saying things to make you unhappy, that's all. Tell you stories about the past. How you messed up. It'll tell you stories about the future. How things are going to be messed up. But all is well, baby. You're safe here with me right now. The past is over. And the future isn't real. And what has that little voice got to say when you take the past and the future from it? Like right now. Listen. It's so shy. So very timid when you look at it. So just look at it and ignore it. And know that all that matters is right here. Right now. Here with me. In my arms. It's okay, love. And you're okay.